The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. As we have brought out in this series of programs, the Bible says that there is a spirit in man. I want us to notice that again. It's something that you should remember, my friends, and realize what it means. It's found in Job 32 and verse 8. It says this, "But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding." And it means the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. It is God's Holy Spirit linked up with the spirit in man, which we call the mind, that enables you to take on the mind, attitude, character of God the Father and Jesus Christ. That is a process. God cannot create holy, righteous character instantaneously. It has to be built, and that takes a period of time with you doing your part by submitting to the Word of God. It takes a change of mind and attitude. You have to take off the way of get, and that's not easy to do because we love self. We love to satisfy self. We as human beings love self much more than anyone else. Now I know we have human love, human goodness and kindness, human care, mercy and compassion, and so on. But we should also realize that we also have human hatred, jealousy, lust, greed, vanity, pride, and selfishness. These things we have to put off, overcome. And it takes the Holy Spirit, which as I have pointed out, is God in Christ living in you, to give you the power to do that. But you have to do your part. You have to build those spiritual muscles by restraining self of speaking and acting the way you naturally are. You have to realize that you are not like God. And the very reason that you were born is to become like God. Christ said, "Be you perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." He also said in another place, or inspired one of the apostles to write, "Become you holy as your Father in heaven is holy." Notice what God has to say in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 55, beginning in verse 6. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." My friends, that means seek God, find and live God's way, which is a righteous way. That means to repent. Notice verse 7. "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Yes, repentance isn't just a New Testament teaching. It was also taught in the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, God tried to get the pre-flood world to repent so he wouldn't have to destroy them. He tried to get them to change their ways. It is a life of getting rid of self, overcoming self and the ways of Satan and his world. Verses 8 through 9 says this, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Eternal. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God is telling us that human nature is a long way from God's nature. God's nature, which is the way of give and the way of love, is what you have to put on. And that takes a change of mind, a change of attitude, and a change of character. That's why God's Spirit is so important. And even with God's Spirit in you, it takes a long time to give up self. Yes, it takes God's Spirit working with your mind for God to put the final touch of creating you to be like God with holy, righteous character. And that is a process that takes time and your cooperation without you being forced to do so. Adam and Eve had no say as to how or when they were created. You and I had no say as to when we were born or who our parents were. That was the physical creation or birth of mankind. But the spiritual birth that is coming, we have a lot to say about it. God can't bring you to the point of being born again, this time born of God as a son of God and a brother of Jesus Christ, born as a spirit being into the family of God, without your help and cooperation of being willing to live by the Word of God and to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Matthew 5 verse 6 says this, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." and it means God's righteousness. It isn't speaking of self-righteousness. God said our righteousness are as filthy rags. In Isaiah 64, verse 6, notice what it says. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Notice this again. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. God means in comparison to Him. It took the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you and make you righteous in the sight of God. And it takes the Holy Spirit dwelling in you to put on the righteousness of God and Jesus Christ. Christ said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the religious sect of His day, you would not enter the kingdom of God. You can read that in Matthew 5, verse 20, where it says, For I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Now these people were the religious sect of the day of Christ, and they thought that they were righteous. The scribes and Pharisees didn't have God's Holy Spirit. It takes faith in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it also takes obedience to His word and meeting the requirements of repentance and baptism and the laying on of hands to receive the Holy Spirit and to be cleansed of your sins. Now that is when and where we balk, because we as human beings don't want to obey our Maker. We want to do it our way, and our way will not bring us to the point of receiving God's Spirit, which without it, you can't even understand the plan of salvation, much less live within its bounds. Adam and Eve partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We as a world have thought that's good enough. We seem to think we have enough knowledge and enough goodness in us the way we naturally are with what we call human nature that we don't need to change. Adam and Eve refused to obey God, their Creator and their Teacher. They refused the tree of life, which would have given them life. The tree of life represented the Holy Spirit. It represented the way of God, His mind, His attitude, and His character, and His righteousness. And this world has done the same. We have refused to partake of the tree of life. It seemed good to Adam and Eve to do what they wanted to do, and that was to take on the nature of Get, which is Satan's nature. They set the course for mankind, and we have been and still are willing to follow that course of rebelling against our Maker. We still think the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is the best path to follow. We don't see the need for the tree of life, the Holy Spirit, which would give us understanding and inspire us to build God's nature, His mind, attitude, and character, which is the way of give and the way of love. Now, if Adam and Eve would have partaken of the tree of life, they would have set the right course for the world to follow. It would have been God's way, His way of give, His way of love. God's Spirit would have been in them to form, mold, and shape them into the image and likeness of God. That finishing touch of creating or making man in the image and likeness of God would have taken place by the power of the Holy Spirit. The spiritual or second stage of creating man would have been in process of bringing man to the point that he only had God's nature. But this world has turned God's nature down. That's what Adam and Eve did, and this whole world has followed them. What has that caused? What is the fruit of human nature? What is the fruit or the result of taking Satan's nature? We call it human nature, but really, it's Satan's nature. What a price this world has paid and is paying and will continue to pay. The good news is that Jesus Christ will return, take over the kingdoms of this earth. Revelation 11, verse 15. You should mark this in your Bible. It should become one of your favorite verses, my friend. It says this, Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. He will bind Satan for 1,000 years and take his influence from the earth. Notice in Revelation 20, verses 1 through 3, Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. That sounds good to me. This is a time that's in the near future, my friends, and it is coming. It's as sure as the setting of the sun today. Jesus Christ will establish the kingdom of God on the earth and will give his Holy Spirit to everyone, which will enable everyone to put on Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible tells us to put on Jesus Christ. The Bible says, let Christ be formed in you. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which also was in Jesus Christ. Meaning, for us to become like God and like Christ in mind, attitude, and character. Meaning that there has to be a change in this lifetime, my friend, if you want to be born into the kingdom and into the family of God at the return of Jesus Christ. Romans 13, verses 12 through 14 says this, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. In other words, telling us to come out of Satan's world and his way, just as the Bible tells us in Revelation 18, says, come out of her, my people. That's what Christ is saying here in this passage. Come out of the darkness and put on the armor of light. Come out of the ways of Satan and into the light of Jesus Christ. Live his way. Verse 13, let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in licentiousness and lewdness, not in strife and envy. That's describing the way that this world is walking. Verse 14 says this, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Speaking of two ways of life, Satan's way and God's way, verse 14 commands us to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a part to play in the spiritual creation of man. We have to be willing to allow God to put the finishing touches on us in creating his holy, righteous character, bringing you to the point that your mind is set, your attitude and your character is set just like God the Father and Jesus Christ, that you won't change from God's way, the way of love, the way of give, and his righteousness. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 7, it says, when we die, the spirit that is in us will return to God who gave it. That means your mind, your mold, your attitude, and your character. And it will be given back to you at the resurrection. So you build either good character or bad character in this lifetime. But that character that you give is going to go with you when you die, and it's going to be given back to you. My friends, I hope you understand this. And if you don't, and if you'd like more understanding, we invite you to request our free articles, Born with a Purpose, and the article, Can Man Become God? And all you need to do to receive those articles is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. You can order a free literature and download and listen to pre-recorded programs. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.